Our next storyteller is also a natural. Avi Dechter, when you meet him, his enthusiasm is infectious. He really is. He's the director of the Jewish Museum of Maryland, and he's put on some amazing exhibits there and really energized the museum and just really exciting. One of his great things is he participates in the fluid movement, the water ballets, and maybe he could tell you a little bit about that. But anyway, please welcome Avi Dechter.
Tell you a story about something that happened a long time ago, probably just over 25 years ago. My son Eliav turned 6, and he started kindergarten, and that was a major event for us to see him go off to school like that. And a couple of weeks after he started school, he came home and told us that he was part of an age-old tradition. Some of you will probably remember it. It's called show and tell. And he had an idea of what he wanted to do for show and tell. We had just gotten a couple of weeks earlier a kitten. And he wanted to bring the kitten to school for show and tell. Now, I thought that was a bad idea, and I tried to explain to him why I thought it was a bad idea, but there are two things you need to know about my son, even at age 6. One is that he was remarkably tenacious, very persistent. I have regretted forever that he has not become an attorney, but those are the breaks. What can I tell you? More a conciliatory type, but definitely tenacious, stubborn even. And the second thing is that he grew up his first years in the middle of a farm, a working farm, here in southern Maryland, down in St. Mary's County, where they grew tobacco and soy and corn, and we had horses and cattle and pigs and chickens and a whole raft of dogs running around. And he just loved animals, cats in particular. And this kitten was the most wonderful thing that had ever happened to him, probably in his whole life up to that point. So he was determined to get that cat into school, and I was designated to bring the cat for show and tell. So a couple days later, I bring the cat in for show and tell. I'm carrying the cat in a cat carrier, closed up, and I appear at the classroom door. The class is maybe 15, 16 little kids. They're seated on carpet on the floor, quietly in a circle, and one of the kids is just finishing up show and tell. I have no idea what it was about, but I know that when I appeared at the door, the teacher looked a little surprised, I think. I was an unexpected visitor, and she was a brand new teacher. Right out of teacher's college, first time teaching. She was young, she was pretty in a bland sort of way, and I would say that she was pretty typical of what New Jersey State Teachers Colleges were putting out around that time. More of that in a minute. But in any case, she at least didn't send me packing, and I sat quietly down and set my cat carrier down, and the little kid finished up whatever the kid was doing, and Eliav gets up. And he says, "I have brought for show and tell my kitten." And that's my cue, right? I'm good at this. I know a cue when I hear one. I open up the cat carrier, and the kitten leaps out of the cat carrier onto the floor, right? Now, I don't know if any of you have ever watched a cat coming into a new place, but it is one of the most remarkable experiences. A cat coming into a new place uses all its senses to explore every nook and cranny and crevice in the area because they have to get comfortable before they can sit down and do the real business of life, which is to say, washing themselves and taking a nap. So this kitten does what kittens do when they come into a new place. It starts exploring the classroom. Kitten sets out, starts moving around the room. And all of a sudden, there are 15 little kids creeping around the room, following the kitten as it moves around from one thing to another. The kitten moves from the carpet to the hard floor, and I don't know if you've ever watched a cat change surfaces for the first time. And then they start making their way. Well, they use, I mean, they're sniffing and touching and feeling and listening and eyeballing everything that's going on here. So here we have this scene. Here's this little quiet little classroom, kitten moving around the perimeter of the room, checking out everything, and 15 kids crawling after the kitten, watching its every move with the most incredible intensity. Now, in the education business, there's a name for this. It's called the teachable moment. And if there is a single thing rarer than another in the business of education, it is the teachable moment. There is nothing like it. And when it comes, and it comes very infrequently, you embrace it for dear life. I was watching this thing fascinated. Questions were just pouring through my mind. You could just imagine all the things you could do with this sort of stuff. How do we get comfortable when we go to a new place? What is it that makes us feel safe? How do we let people know we're there? All the kinds of things that, about finding yourself in a new world, in a new place. Well, the kids were so engaged. All of a sudden, the teacher sets in. She called the class to order, asked me to put the kitten back in the box, sat them back down in their circle, in order to resume the class. So her idea of the teachable moment went something like this. Eliav, what's the kitten's name? Somebody better get this one. Kitten. The next question, the grand finale of this thing, was what does the kitten eat? Cat food. I was crushed. I mean, that's what, it remains one of the great disappointments of my life. And just in case you were wondering, she was immediately tenured 3 years later into the school system. Now, it happened by one of those flukes that about 2 weeks after this wonderful incident, I attended a professional conference of museum people down in Williamsburg, and Rich Rabinowitz, who's one of the great thinkers in the museum profession in the country today, was talking about how museums can be organized and structured to create the teachable moment, how they can open up people to possibilities and engage their curiosity and make them attentive and reveal to themselves things that they never knew about the world and about themselves. And the instance, the example that he used was the Madeleine in Marcel Proust's book, the Madeleine into which the narrator bites and floods of memory open up like clouds before him. Absolutely wonderful. And I sat there and I thought to myself, I've actually learned two things. One is, it doesn't take much to turn a Madeleine into cat food. And the other thing that I learned is that Madeleines are few and far between, but there's a hell of a lot of cat food.